Good morning. Everybody hear me okay? Well, it's great to see everybody. It's a great turnout for our sort of biannual Investor Analyst Day. Really appreciate everybody being here. Thank you for coming. Hopefully today we're going to learn more about our strategy and the opportunities that this new strategy is going to present itself for Meritage. I trust you'll find the time you're going to spend here this morning as valuable. And I believe I've met almost everyone in the room, but for those of you that don't know me, my name is Steve Hilton. I'm the co-founder, chairman, and CEO of Meritage Homes. Before we start, just a couple of housekeeping items. Hopefully you're able to get some breakfast in the lobby this morning, but it'll be available there for the next couple hours. We also have some other refreshments that'll be coming later, and be sure you get a box lunch on the way out. You're welcome to eat it here or take it with you. Although we talk with most of you throughout the year, the purpose of our meeting today is to do a deeper dive into our strategy and initiatives. A half day or a few hours allows us to explain better than normal, to explain better to you than we have it normally at investor conferences, and allows us to hit on a few highlights while answering our questions about our recent results and our next quarter guidance. Meritage has done a hard pivot and our market focus and operations over the last few years, which has been clearly evident in our improved results over the last couple of quarters. We're going to provide some additional color on the impact of what we have done and what we expect to see regarding the trends going forward. So with me today are several people that I want to introduce. First, I want to introduce Philippe Lord, our Chief Operating Officer, and Hila Safruza, our Financial Officer. We also have Brent Anderson, our Vice President of Investor Relations. We also have two of our directors here that happen to be in New York, Gerald Haddock from Fort Worth, Texas, and Deb Henretta from Cincinnati, Ohio. Let me tell you a little bit about Philippe and Hila, since they're going to be speaking with you today. Philippe started our Strategic Operations Research Department, which we internally call STROPS, a little over 10 years ago. He was then our Western Region President for several years before being promoted to COO in 2015. Hila has been with the company over 13 years. She was our Corporate Controller and Chief Accounting Officer before being promoted to CFO about 4 years ago. I'm very confident in these individuals. They have fantastic leadership skills. They really know their craft. And they are the future of the company. So I direct you, before going on farther, as a reminder, we're going to be sharing our opinions, expectations, and some projections. We ask that you review the risks spelled out in our 10-K that may cause our projections to change or actual results to differ from our projections. Okay, so let's get started with some Meritage background. Many of you have been following us for over our 34-year history and have known Meritage as primarily a move-up home builder. We grew through a series of acquisitions and greenfield startups, expanding over 9 states and 20 top home building markets. We use land purchase options extensively to facilitate our rapid growth in the 1990s and the early 2000s, and we were one of the Fortune's fastest-growing companies in America in 2005. At that time, we offered a wide variety of homes across a wide range of price points, addressing a very broad market of buyers, as many builders did. Historically, most home builders have grown by trying to offer something for everyone, which equates to a lot of complexity. We've reduced or eliminated a lot of that complexity over the last few years, and we truly believe our current success is driven by our strategic shift to simplify everything under the mantra, easy equals right. During the remainder of our time today, we're going to focus on how we've changed and where we're headed. We're going to explain how our strategy has driven above-market performance in our two product segments. The first is Live.Now, our most affordable homes focused on the entry-level and move-down buyer. And the second is our first move-up homes enhanced by our Studio M design centers, and the unique designer collections that they offer. We're also going to explain what's driving our results, as well as our expectations and goals for the future. I want to share with you what led us to this point, and where we see our strategy taking us into the future. We've had an amazing journey at Meritage Homes over the last 34 years, and we believe that we have an exciting future ahead of us, and the best is yet to come. So you may ask, what led Meritage to change our focus from being primarily a first and second move-up home builder to an entry-level and first move-up builder? We were very successful as a move-up builder and well-positioned as the housing market began to emerge from the Great Recession earlier in the decade. We came out of the recession targeting move-up buyers as their credit history was stronger and they were most active buying cohort. We offered an almost unlimited combination of options and upgrades for those sophisticated buyers who were interested in moving up into a larger new home. To differentiate ourselves from resale homes, or as I like to say, used homes, as well as other move-up builders, Meritage introduced a unique value proposition with our energy-efficient homes. We were the first builder to make the commitment to 100% Energy Star certified homes with a standard package of features that included spray foam insulation, high-efficiency HVAC systems, and many other advanced materials that not only made our homes energy efficient, but made them quieter, safer, and healthier for our customers. It was the right thing to do, not something we did to just increase our ESG scores. However, as land prices increased and labor shortage drove construction costs, higher home prices also rose, and high-end move-up homes became a want, not a need, for most buyers. And demand softened in this crowded part of the market. At the same time, buyers who delayed the purchasing of homes due to credit repair, fear of home ownership due to the real estate crash that they just witnessed, or millennials through the major life events later than prior generations began to enter the market in search of their first home. We researched the market trends and believed there was an opportunity for us to offer our Meritage quality. We researched the market trends and believed there was an opportunity for us to offer Meritage quality homes we could sell profitably at lower ASPs, representing a long-term growth opportunity due to the millions of millennial buyers expected to enter the market over the next couple of decades. We also saw a need for more homes to meet the needs of baby boomers who are becoming empty nesters and looking to downsize. While some builders were already building for those customers, we believe we were one of the first home builders to recognize the shift in the market and change both our product and processes in response to it. So we have a couple of years head start on our competitors who have only recently begun to shift their operations to focus on this opportunity. We knew that this shift had to encompass the unique nature of these buyers who were either new to ownership or who wanted more in a home than just something smaller and cheaper. We needed to reduce the pain points of buying a home to give buyers what they were demanding, a nicely appointed home and an easier and stress-free experience. It involved a lot more than just designing smaller homes with fewer frills than our traditional move-up homes. We had to rethink everything from how we market and sell these to these buyers to how we source and develop lower lot cost and land costs and to how we reduce our construction costs while maintaining the Meritage brand differentiation. We had to make it easier for our suppliers and subcontractors to work with Meritage to build these homes more efficiently and also to enable our own people to manage additional volume at a lower cost. The result was our simplification strategy, which helped us focus our product offerings on the largest opportunities, which were clearly the entry-level and first move-up markets. And to streamline everything we do to reduce complexity and unpredictability, cost and time, and make it easier to do business with Meritage. Easy equals right became our mantra. So I'm now going to turn it over to Philippe, who's going to go a little deeper into the process we went through and how to get there. Philippe?
Thank you, Steve. Good morning, everybody. While simplification was our goal, developing a strategy on how we would get there required us to answer the critical questions of where we would play and how we would win in the market. As Steve said, for a long time, the building industry approached home building in a very opportunistic way, trying to capture more buyers by offering more choices. This can have some short-term benefits, but ultimately results in a flavor-of-the-month approach. Setting a strategic path meant we needed to define our sandbox and exactly what was essential to succeed in that space. By choosing not to pursue everything, we could focus on being excellent at a few things. We could optimize our processes around that to gain efficiencies, cut costs, and reduce our risk. Looking at some of the best companies, both in our industry and others, many of the most successful ones have focused on perfecting and leveraging their core competencies rather than getting distracted by every new opportunity to do something different. When we looked at our build-to-order model, our products were highly complex. In the past, we had thousands of options, all requiring time and energy, pricing and negotiation, but many of which were never selected by our customers. This resulted in a tremendous amount of unnecessary effort for our purchasing teams and our trades, and an overwhelming anxiety-inducing amount of choice for our customers. The paralysis and inefficiency that comes from more is less is addressed in a great book, The Paradox of Choice. We have copies of it for all of you in the lobby, and we encourage you to read it to better understand our operating thesis. It does a great job explaining how, as a society, we have reached a point where the overwhelming amount of choices increases the fear of making the wrong decision, and buyers default into not choosing anything at all. After analyzing our broad product line, we conducted extensive market research to determine what buyers actually wanted and what they really valued. We simplified our selections, which resulted in a reduction in our total product offerings by almost two-thirds, keeping the most desired plans but offering them at even better prices and better value to our customers. Putting it simply, we build more of the best and we let go of the rest. The chart on this slide shows the magnitude of our product streamlining. We reduced the number of plans in our library to about a third of what they were when we started. And we are reducing the total even further to focus on live now and first move up plans, with a goal of getting to a total number of plans of under 500. Maintaining plans in our plan library is costly, since we have to frequently refresh the bids on each plan so that we know what it will cost and the trades know what it will take to build. By removing plans that we don't build anymore or don't build in enough volume to justify maintaining them in our library, we reduce our costs and the work associated with maintaining such a high volume of plans and takeoffs. We have thinned the number of plans in all of our markets while still offering a wide enough range of sizes, floor plans, bedroom and bathroom configurations, single and two-story homes, detached and attached, with a variety of front elevations to give buyers choice of homes that are currently available for quick move-in or are already in production and will be available shortly. While this is true for both our entry-level and first move-up product line, it is most clearly demonstrated in our Live Now communities. Live Now is our entry-level product offering where we pre-build every home, offering the most popular designs at the highest value for the buyer segments who needs to get the most for every dollar. We target price points below the local FHA loan limits for our Live Now homes to make it easier for first-time home buyers to obtain the most affordable housing. In addition to reducing the number of plans in our library, we have refined our plans through a process called value engineering with our trade partners to simplify, standardize, and reduce costs by eliminating elements that these buyers don't value while retaining those they value the most. For example, we took our best-selling home in Texas for 2017, a three-bedroom, two-bath home that sold for $342,000, and we refined the plan to make it a four-bedroom, three-bath home that is now our bestseller at $286,000. We only reduced the size of the home by 229 square feet, but reduced the price by over $56,000, giving customers more of what they valued most, like additional bedrooms and bathrooms, and removing the things they valued least, like two flex rooms in this case. And best of all, we enhanced the ultimate amenity, the price. We are eliminating complexity and streamlining our home designs and our operations in order to sell and deliver better appointed homes faster, while simultaneously improving our margins
by reducing labor and material costs. With these kinds of improvements, these kinds of improvements have contributed to our results this year and helped drive our success in the entry-level market. We increased the average absorption in our live-out communities by 12% year-over-year for the first 9 months of 2019 to an average of 4.2 homes per month. We increased the direct margins on live-now closings by more than 200 basis points for the first 9 months of 2019 over 2018. Live-now communities make up 43% of our total communities as of 9/30/2019, compared to 34% a year ago. Clearly, our strategy and execution are delivering results. Knowing we are building for and what they value helps us move faster. We are more focused in our decision-making, and that positively impacts our business and those we serve. And the results speak for themselves.
As we know, until recently, most millennials have delayed purchasing their first home for a variety of reasons. Many have graduated and were starting their careers with a mountain of student loan debt and have not been able to land a job earning as much as they expected. They may have seen their parents lose their home during the Great Recession, and they were making life changes like getting married and starting a family much later than previous generations. The result was they pushed out the normal time for buying their first home by several years. Now they're experiencing those events and are ready to buy, but their expectations are different than the previous generations we have sold to in the past. Millennials seek experiences in almost every area of their lives, where they choose to shop, eat, work, and play, and how they want to buy a home. They want to minimize the stress of the home buying experience, and they want a home that has unique features and lives better. Baby boomers are looking to downsize and live closer to their children and grandchildren in the suburbs and have similar needs. Excited by technology and wanting to have younger family members stay with them for extended periods of time, the traditional active adult communities of the past are less attractive to their changing lifestyles. Live Now checks all the boxes for both of these market segments. We offer surprisingly more value in these homes with our signature energy efficiency that is standard in every home. Our M-connected home automation suite and high-end finishes that you wouldn't normally find in an entry-level home, including 9-foot ceilings, granite countertops, full-size kitchen cabinets, large center islands, walk-in closets, large master suites, and beautiful front elevations. We like to say that there are no sacrifices in our Live Now homes, and the difference between our product and older homes, rental homes, and competitors' homes with no bells and whistles are very noticeable. We never intended to compete at the lowest prices in the marketplace. We wanted to retain the quality and craftsmanship that Meritage has been known for, but offer more at a great value. Because of that, we found that Live Now appeals to people of all ages. In fact, the profiles of our actual customers show that 50% of Live Now are first-time buyers. The other half are a mixture of primarily those buying their first new home or downsizing. Only half of these buyers have any children living with them. While that's not exactly what we initially expected, it demonstrates the value proposition and wide appeal of our Live Now product. I want to hear from someone who sells our Live Now product every day, so we asked Marcy, one of our sales associates in Phoenix, to share with you her experience.
Meritage is looking for upbeat, unique people that bring their own personality into the sales process. They'll teach you their process, however, they want you to bring your own uniqueness and your own personality into it. One of the great things about working on a competitive floor is that we do work as a team. We do have that support system not only through our partner, but also through our management. It ends up being positive for not only me, but for my partner and for Meritage as a team. We have all types of customers that Meritage sells to. We have first-time home buyers. We have move-up buyers that are upsizing their home. We also have people that are looking to downsize. With the LiveNow product, we essentially have taken all of the most common asked for items that people were upgrading, and we included it into the sales price of our home. So the process is going to be much easier for the buyers. It's less stressful for the buyers, and it's a little bit easier for the sales counselors to go take them through this process. The people in the culture of Meritage Homes, we are a very tight-knit family. We do have core values that we follow, and I think each and every one of us believe in those core values. Integrity above all else, for me, that means being able to take a customer through the sales process and be proud of Meritage and the way that we build, from the energy efficiency to the subcontractors to the product, the final delivery of the product. We're very proud, and our customers are proud.
So we have LiveNow communities in all of our markets, but some have moved into the space more quickly, such as our Phoenix market, and their results have been extremely impressive. Let me show you our Marley Park community, one of our master plan LiveNow communities in Phoenix that has performed exceptionally well. Located in Surprise, Arizona, one of Phoenix's area's fastest growing cities, Marley Park is a master plan community that opened in April of this year. It's a large community in a prime area for our target market, and we invested accordingly, adding a state-of-the-art amenity center, including an 8,000 square foot clubhouse and a pool. To date, we have sold more than 225 homes in just this one community. To give you a better idea of all this community has to offer, take a look at this video and the renderings we've created for the amenities at Marley Park. Automation, but I can assure you it looks equally as good in person. If we could have had an actual video, we'd be showing it to you. But this community, it's incredible the value you get. You can buy a $250,000 home, in some cases left, with a very close commute to the employment centers in Phoenix, and get all these great amenities and a great home for this low price. We actually had, I think we have six models here, and you come into through the rec facility to the model complex, and on the garage doors of all the models, as you come out of the sales office, you see all six models. And in each garage door, we have the payment. And most of the payments are under $2,000 a month, including principal, interest, taxes, insurance, and HOA. So it's incredibly affordable. And I think that really captures the buyer's attention and propelled our sales. Yeah, so this would be exactly how you'd enter the sales office, right through here. The sales office is actually in the clubhouse. Looks pretty real, doesn't it?
Okay, so before I continue our discussion more about our operational strategy around LiveNow, I think up to this point it's really important that these are some of the takeaways you might take away from the presentation we've just given. Number one is that this isn't just a market strategy for us. It's truly an operational strategy. We've changed the way we operate at Meritage Homes to support our focus on the entry-level buyer, and we're going to talk about the first move-up buyer as well. Number two, although it is all about price, and we believe that price is the ultimate amenity, at the end of the day, we also believe that there's a value proposition that's really important for the entry-level buyer. And at Meritage, we're very focused on differentiating ourselves against some of the other competitors out there that we believe are just 100% focused on price. And we believe there is a pool of buyers in the entry-level space who will pay a little more for a little nicer home as long as it still fits within their affordability requirements. And Meritage has really tried to tackle that space. If you look at our product, if you look at that community that we just showed you, we're providing tremendous value to our customers. I mean, that is a huge amenity that we're delivering at a $250,000 price point. And you look at our product and you go walk our product, you'll see that it's not just all about price, even though we're trying to achieve a very low price in the market. As we mentioned, all of the homes started in our LiveNow home communities are pre-selected by our teams and started before we have a sales contract, referred to as spec homes. We believe this process better serves our customers as we offer a selection of homes available on a quick move-in basis at a known price that eliminates any anxiety over additional costs that may be incurred to get their home to look like the model home or the home they saw on our website. Spec building has advantages for our trade base as well, as they can plan their work based on predetermined construction schedules, not based on a highly variable timeline surrounding sales contract execution. A couple of years ago, we were constantly talking about the need to establish an even flow cadence with our starts to reduce the strain the high variable flow causes on our trades and our vendor partners, as well as increasing our cost structure. Line building a set number of plans on a schedule achieves this objective. By shifting to an all-spec approach, our trades can trust that the job site will be ready for them when they arrive and change requests will be minimal. By reducing variability in our design and the products being offered without sacrificing quality or appealing design elements, we have significantly increased the predictability in the construction of our homes. This results in a clean recurring line building. This results in clean recurring line building and fewer warranty issues within our communities that makes us a builder of choice with our trade partners. We can negotiate preferred pricing with our subcontractors. We obtain bulk purchase discounts on materials from our suppliers because our LiveNow plans are known and repeatable at a high level of quality. We are able to deliver homes on time to satisfy our customers while reducing our inventory carrying costs. And considering that most builders only collect a minimal deposit on entry-level homes, we're actually reducing the risk of cancellation by shortening the time from purchase to close, since there's less time for something to occur that could prevent the closing. Let me pause here, because I don't want you to only hear this from me. Let's take a look at what our employees and trades have to say about the LiveNow product, production, and building process. When you think about where we were a year ago, 2 years ago, and where we are today, we're building homes much faster. The quality of what we're building is much better. Our commitment to line building has really allowed our builders and our trade partners to perform at a much higher level and, frankly, just deliver a better experience to our customers.
Their designs are simple. Our estimating time is half the time it would be of another builder because the only options for us are elevation specific.
We've found a way to offer a value engineered and value designed product that meets the livability needs of our LiveNow customers and that eliminates the complex details in the way they go together in the field. And ultimately, we're building faster without a sacrifice on quality.
We have volume pricing from our trade partners. As a result, we're able to include as standard many features other builders charge extra for, such as covered patio, bay windows, and of course our very famous spray foam insulation that leads the industry.
It makes it real easy for the supers to schedule. It makes it really easy for the inspections to get passed. a lot of our framers actually want to stay in the Live Now communities because of the simplicity. They don't have to worry about a homeowner coming in and moving stuff around and making changes down the road.
When it comes to easy equals right and streamlining, we're able to plan much farther in advance on starts. We can plan that calendar out almost a full month in advance.
With Live Now, I mean, it is the epitome of simplicity. The less variances we have in our systems and processes, the better it is. So we just get faster, more efficient, and so we've continued to see our cycle times drop.
Meritage was one of the first home builders to come to us about putting together a smart home package for their home buyers at a price point that would still make sense.
Building someone a home, it's not just a house. The expectations are set really clearly up front with those buyers, and so there's not a lot of questions along the way. It's had a very positive impact on our construction staff, and they're able to carry a lot more units.
The homes that we build are hands down the best constructed homes of any publicly owned home builder in the country, and it's only going to get better.
A couple of years into our strategic plan for streamlining the business, we're achieving much greater transparency across the board for our employees, customers, and trades. But there's even greater benefits than what we had expected at the start of this initiative. We knew that our plan to create value for the entry level and move down customers through a simplified process, delivering best-in-class quality in an affordable way, would make our Live Now communities a success. But we underestimated just how quickly our Live Now strategy would be accepted by home buyers, and the mix shift we were targeting for our entry-level product has been significantly accelerated. Just a couple years into our shift, over half of our orders are now entry-level, with our target of approximately 60% approaching quickly. The impact of our efficiencies and savings is evident in our gross margins, which, despite Wall Street's initial concern, are actually higher than traditional product due to the efficiencies in the labor and cost savings on material, which also allows us to better leverage our overhead and achieve stronger bottom line results. A benefit we didn't initially anticipate was that our streamlining mindset has allowed us to be more nimble when challenges arise. For example, there's a lot of talk in the industry about the potential impact from the recent tariff increases. Flooring is one category that could materially be impacted from prolonged elevated tariffs, and one we knew would require a proactive approach on our part to minimize any pass-through to us and to our customers. Because we knew all of the components of our house intimately and had worked closely with our suppliers on optimizing our offerings to just an essential few, we were able to work through the issues with those same suppliers and replace most tariff products with similar, less expensive domestic products, and we only needed to replace a limited number of SKUs, and we could provide minimum purchase volume guarantees to our suppliers. To date, the impact we've experienced from tariffs has been negligible, and our relationship with our trade partners has never been better. Through the implementation of our Live Now strategy, we also began to understand that we need to adapt our sales process to be more in line with how our customers want to purchase a home and what they value, rather than what we think, how we think homes should be sold, or what we think customers should value. We call it being outside in. Making the home buying experience easy is something we recognize that today's buyers value highly.
So as we said, our mantra is all about easy equals right. So again, after a lot of research and testing, we changed the traditional new home buying process to what we call our sales kiosk for Live Now. This tool allows our sales teams to be more impactful with specific responses to each customer's needs, all from the search capability of the kiosk. The end result is a customized list of homes provided to them that match their preferences. The kiosk also allows our sales team to be more efficient in their sales presentation, and to be the trusted expert who cares and can truly influence the decision-making of a potential buyer. We provide all these benefits while consuming much less paper, providing an easy-to-use online experience, and capture critical data about the customers to help us meet their needs, all at the same time. Hila and I are going to take a minute to walk you through an example of a conversation between one of our sales counselors and a prospective buyer in a LiveNow community. This approach is designed to incorporate the kiosk seamlessly into our sales technique.
All right, so hopefully it's up. There we go. What you see on the screen is our online sales kiosk. So we have physical kiosks in all of our sales offices, but you can also access 100% of our LiveNow inventory online through our website. So as soon as a buyer enters our LiveNow sales offices, our process is focused around three core questions. So number one, pretty straightforward, why are you looking to move? This helps our sales counselor understand the product that corresponds best to the customer's interest. Number two, and this is a little different for us, when would you like to move? Since we have an all-spec strategy with LiveNow, this is a key piece of information to ensure that we're focused on current inventory that suits the buyer's timeline. And number three, how much are you looking to pay? This allows us to select the appropriate plans that fit within the buyer's affordability. So, Philippe, I'm excited to help you today. Tell me, why are you thinking about moving?
I am moving because my wife and I are about to have twins. We are so excited. A new family and our first new home.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to helping you. I assumed you picked the Meadows because it'll be close to good schools in addition to convenient shopping and restaurants.
Yes, we love this location and we love Meritage Homes.
Great. The Meadows is a family-friendly community, and I'm excited to talk more about what it has to offer you and your family. In our Live Now series, we pride ourselves on making home buying as stress-free and as easy as possible. To do that, let me ask you a couple of questions that will help me create a customized list of homes we have available for you to purchase that will fit your needs.
That sounds great.
All right. First question. When are you looking to be in your new home?
We're probably looking to move in about 3 months before the twins are born.
No problem. Our approach to building ensures we always have an extensive inventory of beautiful homes ready for a quick move-in. Philippe, do you have any kind of idea what payment works for you and your wife?
Yeah, we do have a budget. I think we're looking to stay somewhere underneath about $2,000 a month in payment.
Just kind of scrolling through so you guys can see. Perfect. That works. As you can see, we have some homes that are already under construction right now so that we can ensure that they fit your price range and move-in expectations with up to 5 bedrooms for your growing family. Let's talk about these a bit and pick a couple for us to go out and see. But before we go look at these homes, I want to send you a live link to this inventory saved with all of your search criteria so you can refer back to it at any time on any mobile device. It's going to automatically refresh, so any homes that sold since you last looked at it will be removed from the list of available homes. Homes in this community have been selling quickly, so you may want to check back often to lock in yours. So at this point, we're not going to actually put in Philippe's information, but we're going to click on the email results and go ahead and put the information right in this little box right here. So notice that while I've been talking to Philippe and engaging him in meaningful conversation, the kiosk has been filtering all of the information and providing us only the homes that suit his needs. This is the search result that's going to be sent directly to his email. It's going to include photos, renderings, and some additional content. He's going to be able to search it by a whole bunch of key criteria, square footage, move-in date, other categories as they were noted on the screen up above. We then ask the customer right then and there to check their phone to make sure that the email is received, validating their email address and creating urgency. We have evolved our process to speak to our buyers in a way that resonates with them. Transparency, affordability, and a digital experience all come together to show our customers that we can be trusted and easy equals right. From a data and technology standpoint, once the email is entered into our kiosk tool, it's automatically logged into our Salesforce CRM platform as an opportunity. It generates a record for us to document any useful information we gain during the discovery process. It also helps us set a series of follow-up tasks for our sales team to continue to work with the buyers in case they didn't purchase a home on that first visit. We have a sales kiosk just like this one set up outside in the lobby if you want to play around and navigate, experience this tool on your own. It's going to be up and running until about noon, and the live link is going to be working. So if you want to go ahead and email yourself your results just to see what the customer sees on their end once they get it, all the pretty pictures, feel free to do so. So easy equals right also extends to our pre-purchase and post-sale financial services. We provide many tools on our website to assist buyers with determining what they can afford or how to manage or repair their credit. And recently, we added the capability to get pre-qualified for a mortgage online at our buyer's convenience 24/7 rather than having to schedule an appointment and meet with a mortgage broker. This was developed for us by loanDepot. It offers similar advantages to Rocket Mortgage that you've probably heard about. We also offer mortgage, title, and insurance services as part of our one-stop shopping, which our first-time buyers especially value, since many of them are unfamiliar with these requirements or don't have prior relationships with service providers. So MTH Mortgage is our joint venture with loanDepot. Carefree Title is a subsidiary of Meritage Homes. And we just recently added Meritage Insurance Agency to our portfolio of financial services. So our newest offering, Meritage Insurance, it's going to connect customers with our insurance providers. And we get a commission if they end up purchasing a policy. So we don't expect this to have a significant impact on our income, but it's a low-cost value add for our home buyers, and it will have an incremental revenue stream for Meritage. So now that you've seen the way in which we sell Live Now, take a look at what our employees, the realtor community, and our customers have to say about the Live Now sales and closing process.
In the last 12 months, we continue to advocate for the customer experience to make it simpler, to make it easier, to bring in these designs, to get out in front of our construction schedule and really have confidence in our strategy and trust that that business is going to come.
We've always taken the first step in innovation and energy efficiency, and it was from that spirit that the Live Now movement was born. What I hear from homeowners is just how streamlined and easy the process was. Our Live Now customers could not be happier with their experience or their new homes.
You always have like a wish list of what you want, and this home had all of it. Here in Arizona, it can get so hot that being energy efficient is really important. And one thing my husband said when we first moved in was, this is the best built home we have ever had, and I agree with him.
We walked into the model and he was like, oh, I love it. And it was on. I love the floor plan. I love the area. We finally home.
So our entire sales process is really built off of four key components. So we want to be easy. We want to make things affordable. We want to be extremely transparent. And we certainly want to deliver on our Meritage quality. We have a great opportunity to make our customers feel confident. And when you are confident, you make a buying decision.
There's so much clutter in our lives these days. It just seems like these people, these families, and these young adults, they really want simplicity.
As we continue to simplify, we are able to go faster. The sooner you get it done and that you're sleeping in your own bed at night in your new home, the better.
Buyers that used to have to go through a 6 to 9 month, say, build cycle, you have these emotional high and lows. You don't see that in Live Now. They walk in the door, we can show them what we have ready, they get to see it, and we can close them, you know, in 30 days, sometimes less.
You know, you got culture, you got brand promise, you got a strategy, and you got great leadership all at the same time. These winning results, it's just awesome.
Live Now has improved just about every piece of our business, so it's time to do more. We're going to build more homes year over year because we're more efficient, because our practices are streamlined, because our business is streamlined. We're going to crush it.
So we've made significant progress in becoming more efficient. But from a building perspective, there's a whole lot more that we can do to streamline and simplify the construction of a home. We believe there are tremendous opportunities to improve efficiencies and quality in the construction process. And we're working with our suppliers and trades to evaluate and evolve these advancements. There are challenges that must be overcome to make some of the most promising, cost-effective, the most promising ones, cost-effective and scalable, but we're making progress. We lead the industry in energy efficiency in home building by carefully studying the materials and the technologies that will provide the most bang for the buck, and then making those standard features in all of our homes so that we can get the cost lower and add tremendous value for our customers while keeping our homes affordable and priced competitively. We followed a similar path with our M-Connected Home Automation Suite, which also offered at no additional charge, which is offered at no additional charge in all the homes that we build. We're approaching the use of all advanced building materials and techniques in the same manner, carefully evaluating the cost-benefit analysis before changing something. As the saying goes in construction, measure twice, cut once. We want to be sure that we're making optimal decisions and understand all the inputs and trade-offs before adopting new technologies or practices. We already use prefab roof trusses in nearly all of our markets and have a goal of using them 100% in all of our homes within the next couple of years. 15 of our 17 markets are already 100% trusses. We're studying different techniques to make construction of walls more efficient also. Some material suppliers have fantastic programs that supply pre-cut lumber for the entire house. They bundle and ship it directly to the site, ready to assemble, or send fully pre-built wall panels to reduce the time, waste, and errors compared to traditional construction methods. We're using the prefab bundles in some locations where the costs are effective and continuing to work with local trades to challenge old paradigms and accept a similar and more efficient construction process. We have 4 markets that use wall panels exclusively and 2 others that are still piloting the BMC Ready Frame application, which sends the entire home out labeled piece by piece. The struggle with both of these is getting the offsetting reduction in labor rates from our framing contractors. Beyond framing, there are opportunities to reduce time and waste in areas like plumbing and electrical wiring. Wi-Fi appliances and many home electronics included in our homes require less structured wiring and offer more features and functionality, producing less waste and requiring less labor and reducing cost while making the building process safer, cleaner, and more efficient. By making our construction process more efficient, we've reduced our average build cycle by 27 days from 177 days in 2017 to just 147 days in 2019. This is mostly due to our simplified product and spec building strategy that helps our trades be more efficient. We know shorter building times and increased predictability equals happier customers. Our customer satisfaction scores are already some of the highest in the industry at 92.3% in 2018, and we're achieving 93.5% already in 2019. It is even more impressive to see this in action. So we did a time-lapse study of one of our homes being built. This next video demonstrates one of the ways we're studying our construction processes and looking for opportunities to be more efficient. point is that there are many ways throughout every step in the building process that we can reduce materials, waste, and labor through product and process innovation, which will allow us to build better homes at an even lower cost than we do today. We're spending a lot of time and energy studying these opportunities and are always considering ways to stay ahead of the curve and move from now to next.
All right, so we've talked about our progress in shifting our product mix more towards the entry level, and we're going to cover the first-time move-up shift after the break that we're going to have in just a second here. But before that, I wanted to take just a couple minutes to review some of the impressive results that we've achieved from these changes through the third quarter of this year. So we've expanded our entry level to 43% of total communities, with 44% first-time move-up, and only 13% of our communities right now are other non-strategic assets. That's a huge shift from where we were just 2 years ago, when our Q3 2017 mix was 26% entry level, 44% first-time move-up, and almost a third of our business was second-time move-up or other. As our absorption pace is faster at the entry level, 54% of our third quarter orders were from Live Now, while 38% were first-time move-up, and we're down to only 8% from other high-end homes. That compares to a mix of 35% entry level, 39% first-time move-up, and a quarter of our business coming from high-end product just 2 years ago. As you can see, the sales pace for the entry level is roughly 30% higher than first move-up and 50% higher than other non-entry-level communities. Higher absorptions have helped offset the lower ASPs associated with the entry level. We expect the higher absorptions in entry level and first move-up to drive future growth and improvement in our company-wide absorption rates as the percentage of second move-up and other continues to wane. Our ASPs have come down from $424,000 in the fourth quarter of 2017 to $380,000 in the third quarter of this year, and it's heading even lower. Our average price for our entry-level homes is under $320,000, compared to about $430,000 for first move-up and almost $550,000 for higher-end move-up homes. As the percentage of entry-level increases and second move-up is eliminated, we expect ASPs to come down significantly further, increasing our potential customer base to additional buyers. We're starting more spec homes to deliver entry-level homes faster and meet the needs of these buyers. Our average specs per community has grown to 11.2 in Q3 of this year, compared to just 7.8 in Q3 of 2017. We view this as an opportunity for more sales, not as a risky strategy. There's no options in our entry-level spec homes, and if they cancel, they're going to be resold without any incremental discounts. We try to keep about a 3 to 5 year supply of specs on hand in the ground at all times in our entry-level communities. So if we're to experience an unexpected volume of cancellations or a notable slowdown, we could very quickly adjust our starts accordingly. As evidence of this strategy, our closings from specs were 64% in Q3 2019 compared to just 49% in Q3 of 2017. This is also showing up in our backlog conversion rates. Our backlog conversion was 66% in Q3 of 2019, and we have been above 70 for the prior three quarters, compared to being in that 50 to 60% range in the prior 2 years. Only NVR, D.R. Horton, and LGI have higher conversion rates, and we're looking for further increases in our conversion rates as our mix shifts to more entry level and more closings from specs. Our streamlined operations in both entry level and first move up are generating improved margins due to the all-in transparent pricing. We just have less negotiations on options and incentives. The higher margins are benefiting our company-wide gross margin, as is most evidently seen in our Q3 2019 results, when total home closing gross margin was 19.8%. It's 170 bips higher than the prior year and very close to our underwriting target gross margin of 20%. Of course, it's a higher percentage on a lower ASP, So the challenge is making it up in volume and being efficient to drive SG&A leverage and improvement. So we've been talking for almost a solid hour, so we thought we'd turn the tables and see if there's any Q&A that we can answer before we go into a quick break.
Yeah, so as Hila mentioned, we're going to come back from break, and then we're going to talk about our 1MU strategy and our new Studio M and Design Collection. So if you have questions about that, save it till after that presentation. We'd love to answer any questions any of you have right now about our Live Now entry-level strategy.
Nice transition. I think the results kind of speak for themselves with the absorption and gross margins.
We have a microphone up here. Sorry, we're webcasting this thing, so we got to get it all on the mic.
Hi, good morning. Truman Patterson at Wells Fargo. Clearly, I think the results speak for themselves, the increase in absorptions, gross margins. Really wanted to have you discuss some of the hurdles that you had to overcome before you started to drive these results. And I'm really thinking from the sales process side, as well as potentially the land acquisition side. I imagine sales process seems much easier now, given your demonstration. But can you just discuss some of the hurdles?
Well, why don't I talk about the sales, and I'm going to let Philippe talk about the land acquisition, the construction side. First thing you got to do is you got to train your salespeople to know they can close a buyer on the first trip in. Because today, with today's technology and digital world that we live in, buyers are coming in ready to buy. They've already done a lot of research online. They may have even pre-qualified themselves. And particularly entry-level buyers that we're talking about right now, they're coming out of a rental, and they're not looking for a six-month or nine-month build, so they're coming to buy. So you got to train your salespeople to close a lot harder and a lot more frequently than you do in the move-up market. Traditional move-up buyer is going to come in two, three, four times before they actually sign the contract and make the purchase. But an entry-level buyer, a live-now buyer, may buy on the first trip in. I'd say about 20 to 30% of our buyers, and in some communities as high as 60 or 70%, we're closing on the first time we see them. So it's a more aggressive sales approach, but it's also, you know, a more rewarding sales approach. Our salespeople are going to get paid faster, and they can make more because they're spending less time with each buyer.
Just one other quick thing on the sales side. So for those of you guys that have been following us over the last 3 or 4 years, we weren't 100% spec when we started entry level. That's been an evolution. I think we've learned a lot of lessons over time. We were mostly all spec, and now we're all spec. We're taking away the perceived and we believe incorrect benefit of folks thinking that if they start their own dirt home, that there's going to be some benefit, which has allowed us to really manage spec homes on the incentive side. There's no incentive incremental on a spec home because every home's a spec. And then if you also remember, we used to have what we used to call a sushi menu where you can kind of pick your selections a little bit because it wasn't 100% spec. Again, we've deviated from that and gone to the current iteration, which we believe is the better iteration, where we just make sure we have sufficient inventory available and all the different configurations so what you have is ready, so we're never having to disappoint you or something that you want is not available.
The other thing too, and this may come as a little bit of surprise, buyers have less imagination than you might perceive them to. So when you can take them out to a finished spec or an almost finished spec, and you can walk them in the house and walk them in the front door and show them precisely what it's going to look like and what it's going to feel like and what the house behind them or the house beside them or what the streetscape's going to look like, it's very powerful, and it's a lot easier to close the deal. Only 26% of our specs are completed, but a lot of them are certainly approaching completion. And most homes we sell are post-drywall, so from the drywall stage, you know, forward. And we really believe strongly that the spec approach is really the right approach to sell entry-level homes.
Yeah, so I'll answer the question very directly because it's what were our hurdles, and I can be very specific there. And then I think we have a question over here. So when it came to operations, the three biggest hurdles we had was, number one, could we get the trades to believe we were going to do what we said we were going to do? right? We've been telling them we're going to go 100% spec. We told them that we weren't going to have any variations out in the field. And getting the trades to believe that took some time. The first year, we weren't getting the cost savings, the efficiencies from our trade partners, because they thought once sales slowed down, you know, we wouldn't be pushing the specs out any further. And so there was a big hurdle there to overcome. And the trades weren't giving us the cost efficiencies back to us that we needed to make our hurdles work from an operational standpoint. Surprisingly, the number two group who didn't believe us was our own builders. We had been building move-up housing for so long that they didn't believe that we were going to send out a home pre-selected with no variability, and they were literally going to be able to start home. I still have on my voicemail a recording from one of our superintendents saying, is this really what we're doing? Are we there's no changes to plumbing, no changes to electrical. This is literally how this is going to be built. They didn't believe us. And now we have builders who are building 30 houses, carrying 30 houses in a community because it is so simple, it is so efficient, and it took time for us to get there. So it was those were the biggest hurdles when it came to operationally. And then finally on the spec piece, starting specs takes courage at every level in your organization. People view specs as risky because there's a lot of things that can go wrong. You're building a home without a customer on it, and people view that as a major risk. So it took a lot of courage for us to get to 100% spec. In fact, I would tell you that just recently we're very much 100% spec in Live Now. So to get that courage throughout our company was a big deal. Land is a whole different deal. And I was talking to Alan earlier. We are finally buying land in submarkets that we weren't even looking at 3 years ago. We had to prove up our Live Now strategy and really prove up the absorptions we could get when we were positioned in a price graph differently than we've always been positioned before as a company. And it wasn't until we really proved up the elasticity of that demand below FHA limits, the elasticity of being on the lower end of the price graph versus the top end of the price graph, which is what where we were all before, where we could start underwriting the land in these other submarkets. So it took us a while, and we've had to completely evolve our submarket strategy as a company. And we have a Live Now submarket strategy, and we have a first move-up submarket strategy, and the land teams are now looking in places that we weren't looking before. The other piece is that we have to buy bigger deals. And getting comfortable with how you underwrite bigger deals and focusing on capital efficiency and working with the sellers and not buying that land the same way was another hurdle that we had to overcome. We're seeing a lot more deals that are under option. We're seeing a lot more deals that allow us to structure them in a capital-friendly way so that we don't have to put all the lots on the ground at the same time, you know, et cetera, to make those bigger deals work, like a Marley Park, for example. So those were the biggest hurdles for us organizationally to get over to really start to solve this thing completely. And you'll see in some later slides, you can see that we bought more land in the last two quarters than we have in the last 3 years. And most of what's driving that is Live Now, submarkets we weren't in before, bigger deals that we can now underwrite. Did you have a question?
Yeah, thanks. Steve Kim, Evercore. Had a couple of questions. One, first one relates to margins. You gave a really interesting stat on one of your early slides, Hila, I think, where you talked about the direct margins on Live Now home closings up over 200 basis points year over year in the third quarter. But obviously, year over year, third quarter is a lot of things, right? So obviously, you see the detail far greater than we can. So I was wondering, could you help sort of look behind that top line or that number, look deeper into it? If you could you compare that to the direct margin change you saw in non-Live Now, because there's a market conditions right. situation that changed, and I was wondering if you had a view on that. Is there a way that you can separate out the profit from land in some way? Is there a way, if land costs have been consistent, is there a way you can help us think about that? And then the second question, generally regarding land, I guess this would go to I'm going to choose a separate one. On the market, the kiosk, which seemed really interesting, I'm curious as to the degree to which there's a barrier to your smaller competitors. Like, I imagine there's a significant amount of cost and systems upgrades and a whole different way of managing your inventory that allowed you to do that, to have that kiosk. Could you talk a little bit about the moat you think you have that provides, you know, and all the work that went into creating it?
So on the margin side, fair point, Stephen, there's probably some improvement on
margin overall. We don't have some of the lumber situation. Labor is maybe a little bit looser. But I think it's much more than that. It's what Philippe mentioned. So off the cuff, I'd maybe say half of that benefit is also seen in the other product types. So maybe the benefit is maybe 100 bips-ish elsewhere, but 200 bips of it is in Live Now. The incremental efficiency that we're seeing by not offering the ability to make changes and guaranteeing those commitments on the materials to our suppliers and the consistency for the trades, which also comes back to us as lower warranty later. All of that together, there is an incremental benefit for us still on the entry level versus the rest of our product offerings.
And it's, I think there's study after study being done, but the lower end is appreciating faster than the higher end right. in all the markets. I mean, there's such a low supply of affordable product out there, right. so the demand supply conditions are very different.
So with respect to the kiosk is an offshoot of our CRM strategy. So about 5 or 6 years ago, we decided that we wanted to invest in a really robust customer relations management mm-hmm. product. Okay, and unlike other builders at the time who had some different products that they were using, but they all made it optional for the salespeople to use. Salespeople traditionally hoard their prospects. They keep them on those registration cards. They put the registration cards in their briefcase or in their drawer. And even though we spent millions of dollars to get those prospects to come into the community, they think they're their prospects. The reality is they're our prospects. Okay? So we said, we're going to have a CRM, and we're going to make every unit of traffic go into the CRM. So the number one CRM in the world is Salesforce. Everybody's heard of Salesforce. There's over 1 million people using Salesforce every day, over 100,000 companies. So we installed Salesforce in all of our offices. We did a custom program for it. We had these iPads. You may have been in our communities. We had our customers come in and register on the iPad. If they registered, we'd send them a $5 Starbucks gift card to get them to register. But then we captured their information, and now the prospect became the companies and not the customers because it's on the company's database. So as we evolve into this kiosk product, we don't need the iPad anymore because the customer's coming into that Live Now community. We're going through that same demonstration that Philippe and Gila did, and we're capturing their contact information because if they don't give us the contact information, we can't give them the price sheet. We can't give them the inventory of the homes that are available. So if they're really looking to buy a home and they want to know what we got, you got to give us that information. You know, it's always, I'm the biggest cynic in the world when it comes to traffic. What is the real traffic that we're getting in our communities? Are our salespeople telling us the truth? Okay, because if they tell us there's more traffic, then we're looking at the conversion ratio and we're being critical of how many people are they converting. So they always kind of underclub what the traffic is. But the kiosk is helping us get a more accurate depiction of what the traffic is in our community because they can't connect with the customer, we can't connect with the customer unless they're in our system. So the answer is, you know, it took us quite a long time to get the CRM not just installed, but actually getting people to use it and getting people to adapt to it. And then the kiosk probably took a year of software development and then another year of, you know, training to really get 100% participation on it. So I don't think it's a insurmountable opportunity for a competition, but I think we do have a head start on it.
I'm going to add one other quick piece to that. So there's three components that are very expensive that drive the kiosk. Steve hit on them. Number one is Salesforce. Number two is our website. And number three is our underlying inventory management, our, you know, E1, our underlying system of record. It is live. If a home were to sell while I was doing that demonstration with Philippe, it would have popped off the list. It's live. It's real time. So the investment that you need to make in each three of those and then the investment that you need to make in the connectivity between those three is very high. So Steve's right. Can you do it? Of course you can. We did it. You could do it. But you need to commit a lot of money to do it like we did up front. So I do think it's maybe a barrier for the smaller guys, maybe not a barrier for the bigger guys, but they need to really want it to make it happen.
Mike?
Thanks. Good morning, everyone. Mike Rehart, J.P. Morgan, and congrats, Philippe, on the twins. The first question I had, obviously a huge transformation, and congrats on all the progress on Live Now. I was hoping just to get a sense of where you are in the transformation. And I don't know if I'm kind of cheating forward a little bit to the second half of the presentation, but you know, where are you? If you kind of give us a year-to-date percentage of closings on Live Now, I assume it's kind of in the ballpark of orders or communities, but maybe closer to orders. Where would that be a year from now and 2 years from now? Is my first question.
But we're, you know, from the strategic perspective, yeah, and the adoption of the strategy, we're pretty far along. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody in the company is rowing the boat in the same direction. Everybody's bought in, and I think we're executing it. But as far as the where we want to be in the field, we only have 108 communities today that are Live Now. Okay, we want to have a lot more. We bought a lot of land for Live Now. So I think we have a lot of growth ahead of us. And we're going to have a lot more communities that are going to be open for Live Now. I think it could be as high as 60% of our total. But, you know, a lot of this land has to be developed, has to be entitled, has to be planned, has to be developed. And these communities have to be opened. And, ourself and a lot of builders slowed down our land buying in the second half of 18 and into the first quarter of 19 when we saw the interest rates rise and the market kind of pull back. So that kind of put a speed bump into our plans to ramp this up. But as we're going to show you later, you know, we bought a lot of land in the last two quarters, and we have a lot of land coming through this quarter. And that's going to result in significant community count growth in 2021.
In 2020, next year, we're going to open up more Live Now communities than 1MU communities. So the mix will continue to trend towards Live Now. In our long-term goal to get to 300 communities and then 350, we see it being 50-50, maybe 55-45, but we're literally looking for an even split long-term.
With a change, of course, on the absorption pace faster at the entry level, right. So they'll comprise a larger percentage of sales, not just of communities.
Right. And then I guess the second question just on the lot optioning, which I think is something that a lot of people focus on from a returns perspective, capital efficiency, of course. Currently you're at most recent quarter, I believe 34% of your total lots optioned, actually flat year over year, and there's some variability, obviously, but, kind of keeping around that low 30s type number. You've already mentioned you've tied up a lot of lots already that you're targeting for 2021. How should we think about that number over the next year or two as well?
I think it's going to rise. I hate to give you a specific target, but I think it's going to increase. You know, there's lots of different types of lot options. There's lot options where you have no lots on your books, you're buying a few lots every month or four or five or six lots from a developer. There's also lot options where we're buying, let's say, a 300-lot community, and we're buying 100 lots this year and 100 lots 18 months later and 100 lots 18 months after that. So we're seeing a lot more of those kind of deals as we get to buy bigger communities for Live Now, and particularly in the South and our Florida markets, we're seeing more options. So it will rise, and that will also help our balance sheet become even more efficient. So let's take a quick 10-minute break, and we'll reconvene at 10:30. And excited to show you what we're doing in the 1MU space with our design collection, Studio M. Thank you.